You're listening to Grace Ambassadors Radio, where God is true, man is sinful, and the church, well, it needs fixed.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us this week as Pastor Justin Johnson of Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship answers your questions from the Bible. If you have Bible questions that you would like to have answered on Grace Ambassadors Radio, please visit our website, graceambassadorsradio.com. But in the meantime, stay with us to hear Pastor Justin Johnson answer today's questions from the perspective of the Bible, rightly divided.
You grew up in a Catholic church, but stopped when it started to interfere with the ballgame. When you got married, you started going to the Baptist church down the road because you needed a pastor to perform the ceremony. Now that you have children, you started going to a non-denominational church because they had a better basketball court. But now your wife attends a charismatic church and you stay home listening to ESPN Radio. Maybe you've been there and done that with churches, hopping from one to the next. Maybe you've never settled down because church never really made sense to you and you had doubts and questions that weren't ever answered by the pastor. Well, you've never been to Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship. We teach Mid-Acts Pauline Dispensational Rite Division. We don't pass a collection plate. We don't beg for money. We don't jump the pew. And we don't spend all morning singing and waving our hands at the clouds. Instead, we give an entire hour each Sunday morning to address your questions about the Bible. We take God's Word and actually apply it to current events. And we don't shy away from talking about the controversies. This is what you'll find at Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship at 6281 South, 900 West, Swayze, Indiana. You're welcome to come out and study with us and get your questions answered at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. Or come out on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock where we study the Bible verse by verse. Or listen to us online at graceambassadors.com.
If you've been listening to Grace Ambassadors Radio for any amount of time, you may have realized that we teach something that may be somewhat unfamiliar or different from what you're used to hearing. So this week on Grace Ambassadors Radio, we're bringing to you a special episode where we're going to answer the most frequently asked questions of Mid-Acts dispensationalism and the Bible rightly divided. So we're just going to start off here with the first question. Do you teach heresy?
Yeah, do I teach heresy? What a question. When we present the Bible rightly divided to someone and they've never heard it before and they say, do you teach heresy? Are you a cult? And wow, how am I supposed to answer that? Yes? No. I mean, what do you say when someone asks you, are you a heretic? It would be a strange sort of heresy, I think, to teach from the Bible. And that's what I'm trying to do, to say that I don't teach. We don't hold to a position that follows ancient tradition or man-made doctrines over what the Bible teaches. And I know that sounds cliche, and who doesn't say that, right? But that's the position we take. And so are we heretics? I don't think so. If I'm wrong, I'd like to be shown from the Scripture. And so please use the Bible to show me how I'm wrong. But I want to be right. I'd much rather be corrected and right than to stay wrong the rest of my life. And so heresies need to be addressed. And maybe you can if you know why I'm wrong. But I've studied it out, and other people have studied with me, and I've read things and studied my things myself, and I don't think I teach wrong.
Are you a cult?
Are you a cult? Yeah. That's a similar thing. And what a nice question to ask someone, you know. And it really, this question isn't even asked. It's something more implied when I've gotten email responses from people, and they say, you know, I have the gift of discerning spirits, and you have the spirit of lying or the spirit of devils or something, you know. And so they claim to know this about me, and so they... The implication is, are you a cult? Well, again, it'd be a strange cult to say, we want you to study the Bible for yourself, not to follow a church tradition and not to follow a denomination. That'd be a strange cult. It'd be a strange cult to say, we don't teach tithing. We teach grace giving, which means you purpose in your own heart. That's a strange kind of a cult, giving you that sort of freedom, that sort of liberty that we have in Christ. And it'd be a strange cult to separate you from the legalism and the religious rules and giving you the freedom you have in Christ Jesus. That's a strange cult to teach that sort of thing. Typically, cults try to bring you under dominion. Paul says we don't have dominion over your faith. You know, so it's a strange cult that sets you free. And yet, when people hear the strangeness of Mid-Acts Pauline dispensationalism or the gospel of the grace of God, the dispensation of the grace of God, they say, wow, this is so different. You know, what denomination do you belong to? Are you a cult? Well, I'm not trying to start a denomination. There's not one out there, frankly, that teaches this that I know of. There are some who get the gospel right, some who teach Paul right, but a lot of denominations, a lot of churches are just broken, quite frankly. And it's time for us to renew the effort to get back to the Bible.
That leads into the next question. Who else teaches this?
Who Who else teaches it besides me, besides those at Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship, besides those in Grace Ministries across the country? I don't know. Who else teaches this? Of course, the impetus behind this question is that you can't be right if you're in the minority, right? And so people say, well, you're so small, your church is small, or this is not the popular opinion. Who else teaches this? Well, welcome to the cutting edge. The cutting edge of a knife is the smallest part, you see. If it were blunt and big, it wouldn't cut very well. And so the cutting edge doctrine is us trying to get back to the scripture, cutting through all of the hypocrisy and all of the churchianity and all of the hype that surrounds wrong teaching in religion, especially American cultural Christianity. So who else teaches this? You can find people who teach the Bible rightly divided. You can find the Bible taught dispensationally. You can try to study the history of dispensational thought, which there are books written about that. But we really need to deal with the core, the nut of the question, which is if someone asks this, who else teaches it? They're looking for a leader. They're looking for a man to follow. And it really shouldn't be that. You need a Bible. You need a book. You need God's book. You need to study that. So it should not be who else teaches this. It should be, does the Bible teach this? And that's what we're trying to do.
Why have I never heard this before?
Which I guess you've heard everything, right? So, again, one of those kind of funny questions. But this is a frequently asked question that people have in response to hearing the Bible rightly divided. Is they say, I've never heard this before. It's strange. It can't be right. I've never heard this before. Well, there's a thing called learning. And we used to know what that was when we were children because there were so many things we did not know that when we hear something for the first time, we learn about it. And so that may be where you're at. Maybe, I mean, just the suggestion that you've never heard it because you don't know it. You need to learn the truth. And so that could be it. It could be you never heard it before because there is actually a policy of evil that exists in the world. I believe in the devil. The Bible does. So I do. And it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world blinds people's minds. And so there is such a thing as wrong Christianity, wrong religion, false teaching. And perhaps you haven't heard it because you're inundated with and blinded by all of the false lights out there that are being communicated. And so it's hard to teach truth. It's hard to teach grace. It's hard to teach the mystery of Christ given to Paul without opposition from lots of places. Paul, at the end of his ministry, said that only Luke was with me, and all they that are in Asia turned away from me. And his apostleship was questioned every day of his life. Paul had to work, provide for his own ministry. And so, you know, Paul's in the Bible and Paul's an apostle, and yet he wasn't very popular among the religionists that carried the church down through history.
So where did you go to school?
The School of Hard Knocks. That's where I went to school. And that would be the proper answer. I've been to school. I've been schooled. I learned me how to talk. But again, this is one of those questions which is why we're dealing with these today. That people ask because they have an authority somewhere else besides the Bible. Now, I sound like a broken record, but this is the problem with the church. This is the problem with Christianity, and this is the problem with people's thinking. It's not just blaming a religion or something. We are born listening to people, whether it be our parents or our school. We are born not knowing who God is. We're born with the greatest authority being our parents. And so we have to be taught the higher authority. We have to come to a knowledge of God through faith from God's word. And so authority is the issue. And so much of humanity has the wrong basis of their authority. In these postmodern days, many people don't even believe in authority. They think that they're their own authority and that there is no absolute truth, no absolute final authority. But of course, the scripture says there is, and that's God. God is above all. And so if God is our authority and God's word is from him, that means this book, the Bible, God's inspired word, is the Christian's final authority and final reference in matters of all things, whether it be truth, the world, sin, people, whatever. It's the final authority. And so when we talk about where I went to school, well, this is trying to appeal an authority. What if I told you I went to Harvard, Yale, MIT, Duke, UCLA, the greatest universities in the world? I've got 10 PhDs, 50 languages I speak, and I've been around the world speaking. You know, this is an authoritative resume. Would this make you believe me? And if it would, you really need to question what your authority is in. Because for every PhD I have, you can show me someone else who disagrees with me with two and three more. You see, so it's not about the degrees or where you went to school. It's about, again, what's the authority? And the authority is God and His Word. Then what does God's Word say? And so there are many people with degrees who get educated out of faith, who get educated away from the Scripture. Because, unfortunately, the times in which we live, a lot of seminaries, a lot of higher education rejects God. Now, they like to claim that's because they're more scientific and more intelligent, but that's really not the case at all. They've been deceived, and they've been taught wrongly. I'm not against education. I'm not against science and learning. But all knowledge and wisdom, all the treasures of knowledge and wisdom are in Christ Jesus, Colossians 2, verse 2 and 3. And so we need to hold our final authority on the Scripture, not where someone went to school. And so some of my degrees are very mundane and practical. You know, I don't take a salary from Grace Bastards Bible Fellowship. I follow the Pauline pattern. And so I work in a mundane industry, a secular industry, to provide for my family and provide for some of the church needs, like many other people do in the church. And so I have skills in those areas. And those skills will become useless when I enter eternity. And so what matters most is not the degrees we have, whether theological or whether it be technological or philosophical, but what the Bible says rightly divided.
How can so many people be wrong?
Yeah, that is a legitimate question, especially when you have a care and compassion for other people. When you hear what we're teaching from the Scripture rightly divided, perhaps the first thought in your mind is, that sounds right, and you've confirmed it for yourself in the Bible, and then suddenly you realize that maybe your friends, maybe your family, maybe those around you, the pastor you've respected your life, they don't get it. You know, you go to them, and they've got their seminary degree, and you ask them about the Bible rightly divided. You ask them about some of these verses, Ephesians 3, verse 1, Romans 16, 25, and the gospel, and how to explain baptisms and things like that, and they're just as confused as you are. And so maybe you begin to realize that not everyone has the answers you thought they should have. And you know, how can everyone else be wrong? Well, it's very easy to be wrong. It's much harder to learn what's right, because that takes study. And I don't claim to have studied more. I stand on the shoulders of those who've gone before me. I've had people teach me and get me started, and people have taught them. And this is from the Scripture. This is from the Bible. And so the teaching there is not to follow a tradition. It's to follow how to study the Bible. And when you get the Bible in your hand, inevitably, where Bible-believing students of the Scripture, dispensational Bible study, where those have flourished, you've seen the growth and education and gross in knowledge of things of God and in the world. And really do believe with all my heart that that is the answer to the world's problems, is understanding God's Word.
Doesn't taking a stand for sound doctrine cause more division?
And this hurts. I know it does, because I was the same way. In my flesh, in my person before I was saved, I was very diplomatic. I was one that did not want to offend people. Again, going back to our culture, in the postmodern world, offending someone is the worst sin, which is interesting. The generation doesn't even believe in sin at all, but you do not offend someone. You can say whatever you want as long as you don't offend certain ones. And this is a strange idea. It's a very recent idea. The fact that if you stand for truth, there are going to be people who are upset about it. It is a hard pill to swallow, but it should not deter you, because if we're to let God be true, God is the offense, you see. Jesus Christ is the offense. The gospel is the offense. That's what Paul says in Galatians 6. The gospel is the offense. The preaching of the cross of Christ is the offense. And if we're going to glory in anything, it should be in the cross of Christ, Galatians 6, verse 14. And so by standing for truth, you're going to be an offense, whether you're the nicest person in the world and the way you present it isn't angrily. And when you talk to people, you're trying gently to teach them and to help them grow and know the truth so that they can grow as well as you. It may be offensive to people. And you're going to have to let God be true with that. The only other option is to not say anything at all. And when that happens, and people often do this for the sake of unity, they say, well, you can be bigger, you can grow your crowds, we can have more unity if you just would not talk about this and that doctrine, if you would not talk about this and that controversy. And this is very true. I have no doubt that we can get along together, we can become bigger as a group if we did not talk about the issues. But what you've done there is uneducated people. You've dumbed people down to the truth. And so this is where we found ourselves. After years, decades of the evangelical movement and other ecumenical forms of Christianity, saying we should put aside doctrines that divide and focus on what we have in common. After generation of this, we've got a group of people, a large group of people, who think that they're Christians by culture, by name, who have no idea the doctrines of Christianity. And this is why we see books written now about, you know, Christianity, a nation of heretics and things like this. Who, Christians don't understand the fundamental doctrines of Christianity, being Jesus being God, or the three-in-one Trinity doctrine, or salvation by grace, which we say so often, or the Bible without error. They don't know these doctrines. They don't think that that's important to be a Christian, and thus they deny Christianity at its core. And this is because, again, we haven't talked about doctrine. We haven't talked about truth for so long. And so what we need to do is speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4 says that. And this is what God has called us to do. The only thing he's called us to do is speak the truth. The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. And so we need to speak it. And we speak it not with the goal of saying, I know something you don't, or I'm right and you're wrong, and it's about me, me, me. No, we speak it with the goal of helping others learn it. Unity in the Bible comes around people believing the truth in common. And so when we all gather around the truth, that's our unity. Our unity is in the Spirit of God. It's around Jesus Christ and the cross. It's around the grace that God has revealed. It's around the truth of the Scripture. That's our unity. Our unity is not about our community, our fellowship, our kindness, our love for one another even. You know, you can love people who deny Jesus Christ. And God has called us to do that. But our unity in the church should be around Jesus Christ. So inevitably, if you're going to sacrifice doctrine, you're going to sacrifice Christ at the altar of being together with people who reject truth. And so we need to stand for truth. You know, people have said different variations of this sort of idea in the past, the idea that if you reject truth and you try to seek unity without it, then it's a unity around lies. And Martin Luther said something about that as well. He said, you know, it's a horrible, wicked unity that preaches we should have unity without the truth. You know, unity is around the truth. At least it used to be, and it should be, according to the Scripture. And so is it going to cause division to speak the truth? It might. But the goal is to speak unity. What it's going to do is discern who loves the truth and who doesn't. It's going to discern who believes the truth and who doesn't. It's going to discern who would want to learn the truth and who doesn't. Speaking the truth is the only way to evangelize the lost. It's the only way for people to be saved and to grow. And the more we speak the truth, it's like putting fertilizer on the plants, the more they will grow. We can't water down the fertilizer, you get less, you know, less growth. We need more fertilizer, more truth being preached, and more weeding out of those plants that aren't true, fruitful plants. And what we'll have is a more productive garden. And so, excuse my metaphor, but that's Christianity. We need more truth being spoken, not less. We need more weeding being done. We need more division of the Bible, rightly divided, but also of the false sheep in the herd, from those who teach wrong doctrine. We need to get back to the source of truth, which is Scripture. We need to get back to purity.
And it's yours free. Yay! With any size donation. It's free if you buy one at regular price. It's free for the first month. It's free when you sign up for our... It's buy one, get one.
Feel like you're being baited every time you turn around?
Uh-huh.
It seems like there's always a catch if you don't read the fine print. You can't believe everyone when they say something's free, but you should believe me when I tell you about two free things I want you to have today. Why believe me? Because I don't get any money from you receiving these free gifts. We have no paid sponsors. There are no commercials on Grace Ambassadors Radio. We're not trying to sell you anything. Everything in this program is already paid for in full. Which brings me to the first gift, your salvation. Salvation is free because Christ has already paid for it by dying on the cross for your sins. You can be certainly saved for free right where you sit by trusting Christ's payment for your sins. Trust his resurrection, and you can claim eternal life and salvation for free through Jesus Christ. The second thing for free that I want to give you is a free book called Start Rightly Dividing, and one copy is yours for free. No strings attached, no bait, no switch, just free. You just tell me where to send it. Or you can stop by if you want Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship, it's in Swayze, Indiana. Pick it up for yourself. All the books there are free. However you get it, it's totally free and completely paid for by Grace Ambassadors Radio, even the shipping and handling. We won't ask you to sign up for anything, give anything. We won't ask you to attend anywhere. We won't even follow up to see if you liked it. It's just plain free. I know it's hard to believe what you hear on the radio, but I want you to know the privilege of having free salvation by learning it for yourself in the Bible Rightly Divided. Trust Jesus Christ, He paid for your sins, and learn how to start rightly dividing by claiming your free book. Write me at P.O. Box 161, Swayze, Indiana, or visit our website at graceambassadorsradio.com.
So in this week's episode of Grace Ambassadors Radio, we are addressing the most frequently asked questions about mid-acts dispensationalism. But it occurs to us that perhaps you've just been listening to today only or haven't heard that many episodes of Grace Ambassadors Radio. Perhaps you don't really understand what mid-acts dispensationalism, right division, and all this means. So our next question, we're going to try to get that answered for you succinctly. What makes you different from other religions and churches?
And so by that, I'm going to take it to mean what makes mid-acts Pauline dispensationalists different, because asking what makes Christianity different is a bigger question, or a broader question. So specifically, we're dealing with responses to mid-acts Pauline dispensational Bible-believing Christianity, which really narrows down the field, doesn't it? And so that's what we teach here, and we're doing that and saying that plainly so that you know where we're coming from, so that there's nothing being hidden here. And what we mean by that simply is, first, let's deal with the issues. We believe the Bible, every word in it. Hopefully you've gotten that from the answer so far. We believe the Bible is God's word, infallible, without error. We believe it and take it literally. And so we're Bible believers. We're not just those who carry a Bible around. We believe the words in it and we study it. We need to rightly divide the scriptures. By this, we mean not every passage in the Bible is written to us. And so it's necessary for those who use the Bible to discern which parts of the Bible are to you and which are not. So we need to discern God's instructions and how God works through history. This is what the Bible calls right division, or rightly dividing the word of truth. And this requires study, according to 2 Timothy 2:15. And so we are Bible-believing right dividers. We also call ourselves Pauline. And that's because as we rightly divide the scripture, as we open it up and discern what God's been doing from the beginning of time and all through the 66 books of the Bible, we see that God today, the last thing God has done 2,000 years ago was to reveal a mystery of the gospel, a mystery of himself called the mystery of Christ in the scripture. And he's revealed this message, which contains the description and definition of the church. It describes the gospel by which we are saved. It describes Jesus Christ according to the mystery. All of this was revealed to a man named Paul, and he was given the title of apostle. He was not one of the 12 apostles. He was a different, unique apostle, and with that became the apostle of grace, that title, or the apostle of the Gentiles in Romans 11:13. And so it was to him that Christ sent to the nations of the world. You know, the 12 apostles in Luke 24 were told to go to Jerusalem and to go there and minister to Israel first, because they were operating under a program of God in which God would bless the world through Israel. Well, when Israel rejected their message, then God revealed a new thing. He called it a new creature in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. This new creature, this body of Christ, would be made of Jew and Gentile, people around the world. So he sent the Apostle Paul to the nations to create this church, this new creature. And so we take Paul as the messenger of Christ in his epistles, giving instruction to the church today. And therefore, we're Pauline. And so we read Paul's epistles to find what God is doing in this dispensation for the last 2,000 years under grace. The mid-acts part simply refers to when in history the Apostle Paul was saved. You know, the Apostle Paul is interesting man to study in the scripture, because he's the only one who reveals his testimony more times than anyone else. I think he talks about it four or five different times, three in the book of Acts, where he talks about how he was saved. And that's because Paul was saved by God's grace, and that had not happened heretofore before him. Paul was on a road getting ready to kill people who believed in Jesus was the Christ. And then Jesus Christ appeared to him, blinded him, and said, "You're my chosen vessel to go to the Gentiles," not the Jews, "to the Gentiles to preach salvation, salvation by grace, salvation without works, without Israel, without the law." And so Paul was saved uniquely. And after that, by that, rather, God made Paul a pattern for the rest of us, a pattern not like he was God or Christ, but a pattern in that he was saved by grace. And so in 1 Timothy 1:16, Paul says he was a sinner, the chief of sinners, and yet God, by his long suffering, Christ, by his long suffering, made him a pattern for those which should hereafter believe it. So we're mid-Acts, Acts chapter 9 is where Paul got saved on the road to Damascus, and that's where his ministry began. And then we're Pauline because we take Paul's epistles. We're dispensational because we understand that God reveals in the Bible information progressively. The Bible didn't come down all at once. The book was written over a span of 1,400 years, over different times that God revealed his purpose and plan. So we're dispensational. We rightly divide the scriptures by his revelations, and then we're Bible believers because we take every word literally.
So where can I go to learn more about this?
Yeah, and so this is the natural end to our episode today. If you are interested in learning more about mid-Acts Pauline dispensational right division, boy, that's a mouthful. If you're interested in learning more about what the Bible says to you today, you can go to our website, graceambassadors.com. GraceAmbassadorsRadio.com will have all the episodes that we've been airing here on the radio for the last few months. And you can request of us a free book called Start Rightly Dividing, which will talk to you about how to start rightly dividing the scripture. If you'd like, we have another book we'll make available to you called The Basics of Mid-Acts Dispensationalism, which is a short book that'll describe the basics of Mid-Acts Dispensationalism. We'll send that to you for free. Just send us your mailing address, contact us through the website, graceambassadorsradio.com. Or if you're in the area, our radio program airs at 9 o'clock Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. That should be about 30 minutes from now. We hold meetings every Sunday at Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship, just south of Swayze. You may have to get on your smartphone or on the internet to find the directions. Just south of Swayze, just south of 22, about a mile and a half. They're about 900 West. 281 South, 900 West, over there in Grant County, just across the Howard County border. And so we meet there in a small country church where we have an hour of questions and answers every morning starting at 10. We have a break, and then we have a lesson taught from the scripture, rightly divided, following that. We've got a grace hymnal where we sing the Bible, rightly divided, and the goal there is to equip people to be faithful to God's word, to learn how to use it themselves, and you will become equipped with the Bible working in you when you believe it.
That concludes our special edition of Grace Ambassadors Radio this week, dealing with the most frequently asked questions about Mid-Acts Pauline dispensational right division. If you have questions about the Bible or anything that you heard today, you could submit your questions to us online at graceambassadorsradio.com, and we will try to get those questions answered on the air. Every week, millions of adults suffer from the same terrible condition, Bible ignorance. Experts say most adults can't name the first book of the Bible. Do you think Joan of Arc was Noah's wife, Paul was one of the 12 apostles, or that the red letters are the most important? If you have any of these symptoms, act now. Get help by listening to GraceAmbassadorsRadio.com. You're not alone. Bible ignorance can be cured. Help stop the ignorance by listening to GraceAmbassadorsRadio.com.
Want to learn more about Mid-Acts Pauline Bible-believing Christianity? You can listen to all of our programs archived online at graceambassadorsradio.com. But don't just listen. I want your feedback. Go to our website and ask your questions. Tell me what you liked about this program. Tell me if you're confused about the Bible. Tell me how good-looking I am. Or tell me off. Whatever your reaction, I want to hear from you. If you'd rather write me a letter, you can send your questions and comments to P.O. Box 161, Swayze, Indiana, the only Swayze in the world. Our website is graceambassadorsradio.com, and we go to the post office every week to hear from you at Grace Ambassadors Radio at P.O. Box 161, Swayze, Indiana, 46986.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Grace Ambassadors Radio. You can listen to this entire episode and previous broadcasts of Grace Ambassadors Radio by visiting our website at graceambassadorsradio.com. Justin Johnson is the pastor of Grace Ambassadors Bible Fellowship, located just 2 miles south of Swayze, Indiana, where he teaches the Bible rightly divided every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday evening at 7. To learn more about our ministry or to submit your Bible questions to be answered on the air, please visit our website at graceambassadorsradio.com. That's graceambassadorsradio.com.